The voice of reason is TNT's John Matlin. The John Matlin Show on today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
It's great that I'm known as the voice of reason as I'm running for Congress and I'm trying to bring reason back. Again, JohnMatlinForCongress.com. Swing by. Micro donations welcome across the nation. We're taking out the rhino and we're putting in a real Republican here in District 11, New York. The hour, well, the guests this hour, there's multiple, but we're going to start with Greg Phillips. Greg, you are sweeping the nation right now after your appearance in 2000 Mules. There's a lot of buzz about more revelations coming out. Let's hit the ground running. So how has the Arizona revelations starting to pan out?
Yeah, we've had a tremendous amount of success, and the number of people that have actually seen the movie, I think it's really sort of launched or maybe relaunched a new level of interest in all of this, and people are actually starting to see that that things can get done and we can see some arrests, and Arizona is a little bit ground zero for that. We knew right from the beginning that when the final story was told on Yuma County, Arizona, that it would be one of the most comprehensive and complete examples of not just election crimes, but of broadly of syndicates that are running, doing some really bad things and really taking advantage of low-income communities and folks that are pretty vulnerable in society. And that's exactly what's panning out. I think we have organized crime. We certainly have already, I think we've seen already a plea deal on conspiracy. I have zero doubt that there will be more. And in spite of what the mainstream media is suggesting that, we had nothing to do with it, it's been pretty active down there since the movie came out.
Yeah, I mean, since that movie came out, do we have a view count on how many times it was viewed? Because, I mean, this was a huge eye-opener. I've personally, once I rented it, you have like that lifetime rental, I've showed people it several times. So I'm starting to get to the point where, like, I've memorized the movie. But, it's really important for this information to get out.
It really is. We've heard... I heard just yesterday, actually, that 22 million people have viewed this movie. And that's an extraordinary number. I don't think any of us in the infancy of it, when Catherine and I went and sat down with Dinesh and then went up to Dallas to meet with the Salem team to, put the deal together. I don't think anyone ever imagined that 20 million people would see it. And more than that, I saw a poll somebody did, Rasmussen or somebody did, that said that 80% of people believe it when they see it, and that includes Democrats. So, this really was never about Republicans, Democrats, or anything else. This is about the rule of law, and this is about free, fair, and legal elections in America. And if we don't have them, we don't have anything.
Yeah, yeah. And that's the biggest thing that I have to keep putting across, is that people that, want to automatically say that the election is secure and safe. It was the most safest election and secure election of all time. I always bring up, you can't say that unless you investigate, and you automatically say that to protect the fact that your side won. But that doesn't mean it's always going to be your side that wins. This is about rule of law, and this is about keeping safe and fair elections. It's two different things. It's not my team versus your team. It's the whole entire process we're talking about.
Right. I've been doing this for 40 years, and I've won a few and lost a few, and I've been involved in a lot of uncovering a lot of shenanigans both here and abroad. And this election was not only the most secure, it was probably the most corrupt election in history. The one side laid out a plan where they were going to have thousands of little insurgencies around the country pulling off all manner of different shenanigans, some of them fairly sophisticated, some of them a little bit old school, but all of them designed to do one thing, and that was to give the illusion that an individual was elected that was not. And again, no matter who you are and what you feel and what you feel about politics, or even if you care about politics, you have to care about this. I mean, we're paying the price for this right now, right? I mean, America's paying the price for that steal.
In many ways, a lot of Americans that, didn't want to pay attention to this or didn't want to look at it, you know, now that 2,000 mules are out and they've witnessed some of the footage and all of the data, it really drives home when they go to the gas pump and they look at it and they go, oh my God, it's gone even higher today. And then, you know, with prices for everything going higher and supply chains breaking, there's a million different reasons at this point to say, how did we get here? And anyone that was not fully on the left that is completely saying, okay, I'll take this win by hook or by crook, to quote Bret the Hitman Hart, is at this point rethinking the entire process. And they're very open to saying, okay, maybe something happened and I have to look into it. And I think that's where we're getting. I think we're getting a lot more people waking up to it. But I also personally, I mean, they could not pull this off with just nonprofits. They could not just pull this off with just the mules. This was a concerted effort, and I think from more than just the left, I think there was, the right had to be involved. And when you go to the establishment, and in this specific case, having a president that is such an outside person from the establishment, it would behoove them in their organized crime type of situation to get rid of him, because the swamp, they don't want drained. And I mean, again, as a person who's running for Congress, I've gone through it all already. I've been kicked off the ballot. I've sued the incumbent Nicole Malliotakis. I sued her team that forced me off. I sued the New York City Board of Elections. And it shows that when you're an outsider, they'll do anything. They'll tarnish the entire electoral process. That's what the judge said out of the Kings County Supreme Court in Brooklyn. So if they'll do it on this level, I'm sure across the country they would network to get out somebody that threatens the special interests and the lobbyists.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, you are a threat. We're a threat. I mean, everybody that threatens to expose the nonsense that these people have been doing for all these many years, and you know, and where you are, I mean, that's where maybe, you know, arguably where it all started back now, 150 years ago. You know, they had to stop because of New York City. They had to stop using ballot boxes because they couldn't see what they were putting in there. And they started using glass bowls to put ballots in so that they could see what people were stuffing in there. Some of those bowls, I think, are in the Smithsonian today. But it's really, you know, this is a long and sordid history in America of cheating. You know, we've seen it over and over and over again. And the very idea that we think now, maybe because of technology, there's less cheating. I mean, come on, does anybody really believe that? I mean, this is outrageous. And what they've done and what they've created here is truly a conspiracy, maybe of the most grand fashion that this country's ever seen.
Yeah. And, you know, in the beginning, there was a lot of attention on the Dominion machines, and something very strange happened in the past week and a half or so. And I noticed that mainstream media revisited Dominion, and it was right after an interview you had with Patel that there would be more evidence coming out in the next 6 weeks. And all of a sudden, I see on, I think it was ABC News posts on Facebook, there might be issues with some of the Dominion machines. And I'm like, oh, here we go. Everyone is starting to get that, you know, the cat is almost out of the bag moment. And they're starting to get to the point where they're like, hey, maybe we do have to have some plausible deniability so we're not caught up in this. Let's start reporting some of the stuff that we do know that we've been hiding. Let me tell you, when I heard that when you were speaking with Patel, I was very excited that there's more information coming. And on top of it, you said that there would be a secret meeting in those 6 weeks. And I'm just going to throw out there that I would love to be on that guest list with my producer, Stacey Sutphin.
Absolutely.
Who set this up.
Well, I don't know how many people we're going to be able to invite, but we're putting together this. In fact, we've just been working on it the last couple of days. We're putting together a really exciting opportunity to bring a lot of folks together. You know, there's a lot to unpack in that conversation I had with John. And of course, you're right that, or Patel, and of course, you're right that, you know, it's funny when these kinds of things happen and then all of a sudden people started looking at things again and again and again, how all this is beginning to be exposed. We were in Philadelphia this week, meeting with some folks from up around your area, actually. And it's really, it's heartwarming to us to know that, you know, we were involved in mules and all that kind of stuff. What's even more exciting is America is awakening, and we're giving now voice to people who've never had a voice before. America has been, you know, shaking their head and saying something wasn't right, right? I mean, nobody really believes what really happened. And now all those people, citizens groups and folks that are just kind of, you know, anonymous researchers and they're beginning to listen. People are beginning to hear them now and say, wow, yeah, that really is unusual. But we've seen some things just in this past week that are enormous. Going back to the secret meeting, we're going to kind of change the name on that a little bit. I think we're sort of, our working title is The Pit. We've got a lot of fun things and exciting things to push out there. And Catherine and I are working on that pretty much nonstop from now until middle of July or so. And we're going to combine it maybe with the Ripcord and pushing all this data and all this video out into the world. And as I said, let citizens do this. There's an entire army of people. We may not all agree on a lot of things. You know, there are people who believe in Q, and there are people who believe in other things. There are people who simply care about freedom and the rule of law and the ability to bring all of those people together is really, I think, the heart and soul of what Mules was all about. And we may not all agree on everything, but if we can all agree that this is all for freedom and we can push together and push forward an agenda for freedom and free, fair, and legal elections, then, you know, I think we'll all look back at Mules as being maybe a catalyst to reignite freedom-loving Americans to push forward and patriots to say, you know what, we're simply not going to do this anymore. We're not going to be subject to the mainstream media. We're not going to have to listen to this. And if it means having a secret meeting in some pit somewhere, so be it, because we're in.
Yeah, and you know, one of my things is when I do get into the House of Representatives, I do want to work on securing elections and listening to many people and my community on how we can do that. We're in 2022, and it's like the electoral process for us is devolving into something that is unrecognizable. People can't figure out who won for days on end. We should know how to count. We should have a real paper trail, and we should have an ID for voting. Very simply, you have to present that ID. You know, there is a way to do it. If the states don't want to work that way, we can work on getting a federal ID that they can display. You know, we have ways to get people IDs at this point, and the whole idea that voting, asking for ID while voting, is racist or whatever they push forward, it's the most ridiculous storyline of all time. And we do have to work to secure these elections. And I mean, even if you get the person that your side doesn't want to win, as long as it's legal and correct and the right person won out from the voice of the American people, that's what matters. Right now in New York City, let me tell you, Greg, I'm sure you know about this. They want non-citizen voters for the city elections. Well, what happens if those positions fall on the same thing as a federal ballot? So you have a bunch of people running. How are you going to have one that you might accidentally hand to a non-citizen that has for the House of Representatives or for the president? It doesn't make sense, and it's a disaster waiting to happen.
Well, cleaning up the voter rolls is something that we have, you know, Catherine's been harping about this for 12 years. And cleaning up these voter rolls is absolutely an imperative. As it relates to this idea that we aren't able to verify identity and we can't get IDs to people and that type of thing, that's utter nonsense. The fact of the matter is that we could create easily, we could, you know, we have the team to do it. to create a 256-bit hash, which is almost unbreakable, certainly better than stupid Social Security numbers, and let that private hash sort of live inside the voter rolls, but let the and then accessible only by the person who has the public version of it, and being able to then vote with with the two have to match, right? And so if you come in to vote and they've got your public hash on there and your private hash doesn't meet it, tough. That's the way you do this, right? That's the way we clean this thing up. Verifying identity is critical. Creating a means through which to manage people that are moving from state to state and across borders. I mean, we saw it in the immediate aftermath of 2020, that people were going back and forth across the river bridge from New Jersey into Philadelphia to vote at these drop boxes, and then back again. 20,000 people voted in Philadelphia that don't live in Pennsylvania. It's insane.
That's crazy.
How could we as a society do that? I would be willing to bet that if we took this on in our secret meeting and we brought a bunch of folks in and brought some technologists in, that we could walk out of that meeting with the framework for a secure hash that could clean this thing up once and for all. But you know what had happened? The leaders of it, the people that had the technology, the people that did all this would get disappeared. They would do something to us. They would destroy us. They'll do anything they can do to stop us, which leads me to kind of my final point that I want to be sure that I mentioned to you guys. Listen, we have some big, big, big things coming, and there's nothing they can do to stop us. They can continue to write crappy stuff about us. They can try to destroy us, but we will not back off. We will not back away. They can disappear me. And the ferocity and speed at which we have that information teed up and ready to go into the public, whether it's in the private meeting or not, We're going to blow these people up, and we're done with this. I told people here recently, this is my Alamo. This is my line in the sand. And I'm just not backing off.
And as you say that, I have a coin in front of me that I got at the Alamo. I bought it this past January when I was there, and victory or death. And people say, how do you get to this point? And again, as a person who was a healthcare worker for half my life, I would go to work, I'd clock in, I'd do my job, I'd render healthcare to my community, and I'd go home. I would take my 4 weeks vacation throughout the year. I was comfortable. I was pursuing happiness as I saw fit. And then the government turned on everybody. At that point, people were like, well, how come you're so passionate about this? I said, the pursuit of happiness has always been my passion. I was doing it. It was taken from me. So people have to realize when that happens, a lot of people that you would say are really like, just going through life, having a good time, that they're going to wake up and they're going to activate and they're going to push forward and forge freedom forward. That's going to happen. It was at that point during this whole thing, right off the bat, as this was starting, and I stood in front of a garbage truck, and I was like, if they're not going to let city workers work, I was, Greg, I'm not letting anyone work. And I stood in front of that truck, and I already spoke with the cops. I have nothing but respect for the cops. And they were like, John, are we going to have to arrest you? And I said, if you want those trucks to go out tonight. And, they were intending not to arrest me. The cops that got dispatched, the strategic response group from the NYPD, was directed from Bill de Blasio. They told me while I was at the precinct, they arrested me because Bill de Blasio, legitimately, as high as it goes, was the one that dispatched them and said, take them down immediately. The same Bill de Blasio that let squad cars get firebombed with Molotov cocktails throughout riots in 2020. So you see, when I watched the government get weaponized against the people, and a lot of people didn't know where to turn, well, I have courage for days, and that's it. It's victory or death. I said, we are the sons and daughters of liberty. We even created a mashup flag that we sold across the nation. It's been at the trucker protest in Canada. It's been at our trucker protest. It's been all over the nation. And I was, this is the hill to die on. We do not let freedom fall.
Exactly right. I mean, and I sign all of my email for, in the end, I just say it's for freedom, for freedom is what it's all about. And again, whether I don't care really what you believe in. If you believe in freedom, I don't care if you're Republican, Democrat, I don't care what you are. It doesn't matter to me. This is about freedom, and we either live or die, and freedom either lives or dies now.
Yes. And without freedom, I don't care if I'm alive. So, I mean, freedom is the existence. Amen. It's my God-given right. And that's the end of the story. That's why I do not stop. It's until freedom is secure, and then I'll take my siesta. Until then, there is no stopping this. And that's specifically why I chose to run. I said I could be out on the streets, I could be out there organizing everybody, but if we don't get real people in government, and I say this for both parties, they're so controlled, they are told when to jump, and they ask how high. That is how this works. And what you're supposed to do is represent people. And they don't involve the people except when it's voting season, which it's absolutely awful that we got here, and we need some people that have integrity to go into office. But I know we're starting to get to the end of our interview. I do have a question that was sent in via Truth Social, and it's from Ange Stahl, and she said, "When we get this information," she added you, "information about the multinational infiltration you talked about in the interview with Patel Patriot, will it reveal a red line crossing? Was listening to some specific on Devolution Part 22 that made us wonder. Hopefully I worded the question in a way that makes sense." Ange Stahl.
Well, we really can't share everything we need to be able to just yet. This is a major reveal, and it's not something that you're either going to need to figure out whether you believe or don't believe. It's just true. We have all of the facts. We have all of the information. It'll only take about 2 minutes to explain it. And then we'll dump all of the facts out into the world. And, I think obviously the freedom haters and people that are trying to destroy our freedom are going to try to discredit us. But again, this isn't one of those things where you have to understand technology, you have to understand anything. This is just true. And what made it worse was the people that we were working with in the federal government betrayed us. And that betrayal, and that cover up is really the heart and soul of the story. And it will frighten people, no doubt, but the very idea that people would be willing to steal our freedom and somehow try to get away with it, is just outrageous. And we're going to expose this once and for all. And if anybody ever has any doubt that this was true or the other side was trying to steal freedom from us, then all they got to do is just tune in and listen when we get ready to roll with this. It's going to be giant. I mean, President Reagan said back in February 6th of 1985, freedom is not the sole prerogative of a chosen few. It's the universal right of all God's children. That's it. That's why we're here.
Yeah. I mean, this fight that you guys are bringing forward is excellent. And I got to say that I'm expecting big things from this drop, and again, I'd love to be there. I know Stacey would love to be there. I get that it's limited, but as someone that's going to Congress, if you can make room, I'd absolutely love to be there. I'll fly myself to wherever it is in the dead of night, the way they fly their illegal ballots around. So keep me in mind as you guys are putting the list together, and tell Catherine I said hello. She's great. I had her on a couple weeks ago. And yeah, so thank you so much for joining us.
We appreciate you so much, John.
Thank you. And trust me, Greg, we appreciate you guys, because you guys are bringing so much facts out at the right time to hopefully secure a midterm election that will be pivotal in our country's history and be talked about for the rest of history, hopefully, as we sustain freedom in this world.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yep. Have a great day, buddy.
You too.
And everybody, we will be taking our break in just a second, but this is the moment that I'd also always like to pitch. John Matland for Congress, FOR for Congress. Micro donations are welcome. If we go around the nation right now, like I said, we have a rhino in office. She's voted in because the Democrat, Max Rose, was the worst option. And yeah, so while in state, she trampled on the religious rights of parents, banning religious exemptions for students, forcing 26,000 students into homeschool. While she was on a federal level, she went with the infrastructure bill that's full of Green New Deal BS. And then she's most recently voted to raise the age for semi-automatic firearms. So I like to refer to her as the rhino. We're in rhino removal season. Nicole Malliotakis has to go, and Max Rose is definitely not the answer. John Matland is, and that is me. And I am going up against an establishment with millions, and I do not have that. But if we all throw 5, 10, 15 bucks in, maybe just drink one less beer this weekend and throw it our way, we could get real Republicans back in office, and that's my goal. And if we don't, she's going to continue to shred the constitutional rights, our God-given rights, and she's going to keep doing it unabated. And people are going to vote for her because otherwise it's Max Rose. Well, we are sending the establishment a stern message that real people are coming back. So we will be right back after this. Quick break here on TNTRadio.live.
Mark Morano on TNT Radio.
So Biden is just doubling down and saying it's essentially so worth it, this energy transition. I gave you the analogy of how all these climate activists, my new theme when I do articles and Twitter and interviews, is somewhere climate activists are smiling. The more meat becomes scarce, prices go up, food, agriculture, the more diesel fuel, the more prices go up, the more people can't afford gasoline, the less they can drive, the higher airline tickets go, the less people can afford to travel. Travel, vacation, somewhere climate activists are smiling. It's all part of the plan. And that's what I've been beating my head on for 2 decades. These are not the unintended consequences of their policies. These are the intended consequences. Remember, you have people like Hans Schulenhuber, the German climate advisor, who believes the carrying capacity of the Earth is only about 1 billion people. So let's eliminate 7 billion people and get down to that carrying capacity, because everything is just too much.
The Mark Morano Show on today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
The United States government has declared you an enemy of the state. For the first time in history, a foreign journalist has been charged under the U.S. Espionage Act for publishing truthful information about war crimes. If convicted, our right to free press is over. We have been led to despise the journalist charged by a massive smear campaign directed at both the left and the right, yet his record speaks for itself.
He's the only journalist to have never gotten it wrong.
The charges are opposed by all major human rights and free press organizations, but our once trusted news outlets have failed to inform us. It is not too late. We can demand the UK stop the extradition of journalist and publisher Julian Assange. We can demand the Department of Justice drop the charges. Call UK Home Secretary Priti Patel at 020-7219-3528 or call the Department of Justice at 202-514-2000. They are not after him. They're after us.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission to have more people sign up as organ, eye, and tissue donors. What drives her? Roxanne received a heart transplant made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day to devote myself to signing up the most people in the United States. That's my goal.
Now she's a powerful force for good. What could you make possible as an organ, eye, and tissue donor? Leave behind the gift of life. Go to organdonor.gov. U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
This is the John Matlin Show on today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
Welcome back to the program. As of right now, we're doing Interpreting the News with John. Jeff had to move his schedule, so at this point, we are waiting to see if Jeff will join us. The politics with PFAF, but man, oh man, that was a great interview. And furthermore, we have, you know, a ton to talk about. It's not every day people just say, oh, I'm going to run for Congress. But that's exactly what I'm doing right now. And again, it's been an eye-opening experience. And yeah, there's no other way to say it besides when you face down the establishment, you see how crazy it can be. Most recently, I was always aware their plan is to act like I don't exist. They don't think I'll get enough funding to get the word out there, but we are going at it. We're getting the word out there. And with that, they have to regroup. And then with this awful vote, this very non-Republican stance for 2A that Nicole Malliotakis has just put forward, it has gone from to a different level. Via Twitter, I mean, I have just received an endorsement. I'm still waiting on the official endorsement, but of Gavin Wax, who is the president of the New York Young Republicans Club. So we're at a place where this locomotive is gaining steam hand over fist. And just last Saturday, she mustered volunteers for the first time to go put yard signs out. And this is for a primary to keep the name out there as they try to figure out how to handle said primary. And that primary is going down. Like, it's happening. So with that, we had last week, right before the show, we were at the Republican headquarters here on Staten Island, trying to let her volunteers know the level they've gone to. And they've gone to big time levels, let me tell you, to keep this idea of a primary silent. So I wanted her volunteers that were mustering for coffee and donuts to at least know the lengths that they went through to remove me from the ballot so they can ask why. You can support whoever you want. That's the whole point of this country. It's the whole point of a primary. I'm not scared of a primary, and I will take the results of the primary, and that will be that. However, there is time to expose corrupt politicians, career politicians, that started to follow the ways of the swamp. Now, again, I mean, it's out there. The volunteers went and they said, hey, Nicole Malliotakis is a Trump supporter. This is what her supporters are telling me. Big time Trump supporter. She's supported by Trump. All of this back and forth, yada, yada. And I don't like to play the game of just lies. When people are being misled by their politician of choice, it should be called out. Should it not? Should people just accept it? I don't think so. I don't think it's an acceptable thing. So that's where I go and I bring out the obvious stuff that's occurring in the room. There is an interview that happened on New York One, which I believe Twitter may have, in fact, taken down, which is crazy because every now and then posts of mine on Twitter go missing, and there's a reason for that. If you put up something damning, sometimes they go, let's take it down. Or I'm sure they're asked, but it's still on Truth Social, so I have the link readily available, so let's listen to it.
I don't know. I couldn't tell you, honestly, because the policies that have come out, I believe, are not good policies, even though I was never really a supporter of his. I just, I was the state chair for Marco Rubio's campaign, as everyone knows. Very passionate in that I believe he should have been the nominee. I believe our country would be much better served today. Marco was my choice, and I probably should have just written him in, because now I got to deal with all these questions about Trump when I'm not really, I was never, you know, I never really endorsed him. I never really was out there campaigning for him.
So, I mean, it's her own words, but her supporters don't want to hear it. And when I said she had an interview on New York One, I can show you the video. They said, it's fake news. New York One is fake news. And I said, well, video's not fake. So let's stop that right there. She's the one that said it. This was not her choice. She didn't campaign for him. She's not supporting him. She was in state assembly at the time. And when 2019 came around and she was like, I'm going to run for Congress, by 2020, she was like, I need that endorsement. And now the same person that said everything you just heard, this is how you know these people are not real people. They'll say whatever they can do to survive. They're cockroaches. That's what they are. They are roaches. Then she was this big-time Trump supporter. Chameleon. But she's also a Democrat wearing Republican linen. She's a rhino. Republican in name only. And it's clear. So at that point, she runs out and she gets that Trump endorsement because she knows she's in a district that votes heavily Republican. And she has an avenue to get past Max Rose, who had just marched with Defund the Police movement of BLM, sat in front of the precinct here on Highland Boulevard in Staten Island. So she saw her opening. She got that Trump support. I mean, follow the lines here, ladies and gentlemen. If you're not following those lines, you're not paying attention. She's still running out that same tweet endorsement from Trump, that screenshot. No one knows. Nobody knows that this is a fake tweet. It's not fake. It's an old tweet. But Donald Trump hasn't had a Twitter account since January of 2021. But she's putting out mailers with that tweet, that endorsement from last election. Interesting, no? A lot has happened since then. One would say the infrastructure bill vote that occurred, or going after the Second Amendment. She sits on a subcommittee right now that is trying to push for all of the vaccines to be approved for the youngest of the young, 6 months and over. Expedite. Because of, I don't know, COVID is rampant in children. Everyone's dying. It's not true. It's just not true. So here we are. This is a turning point. So I sat in front of that office. No one wanted to hear the video. People refused to see the lawsuit. And then people said, when it came to bad votes, it is what it is. If that is your take, as you support a politician, it is what it is, and your politician voted for something that nobody in the community wanted, then you have no backbone like that politician. I don't believe in the is what it is movement. It's a bunch of steaming pile of BS. It is what it is because you didn't stand up and do something about it. Well, I'm going to do something about it, as they would say, if it was Conor McGregor. That's the point of a politician. You need somebody that will fight for you. You don't want to read lawsuits. And I have staunch supporters of Nicole, you know, coming back to me on Facebook. And I think they work for her or they're related to her. And, you know, they're doing that liberal playbook, which is start an argument, lose the argument, block everybody. Her Instagram comments section looks like a war zone of John Matlin for Congress. This is a movement. This is a movement that can go very far. This is a movement that will sweep the nation and we will get real people in office. That is the movement. That is the play to do. That is the way to go forward in this. If we do not, we will lose this country to people that are lining their pockets that don't actually care about people. Again, these people envisioned a career in politics. I envision cleaning up everything that they've made a mess out of and going back to my real life. Not going into Congress for decades. Mark my words, you want a campaign promise? I'm not going to be a lifetime congressman. I am going to push for term limits so we don't have swamp creatures that grow roots into the ground like Nancy Pelosi, whose husband got pulled over for a DUI. They will not release the footage and they're dropping the charges from my understanding. Corruption is deep. It's very, very deep. But Nancy Pelosi has no place in the House of Representatives. She's been there for decade after decade. It's time to retire. It's that time. Our country's starting to be ran by 85-year-olds. It's very strange. Joe Biden gets off a plane and says, I just had my ass wiped. I don't know what he said, but it sure sounded like he just had his ass wiped. How are we doing this? How do we stand for this? How do we not fix it? If we don't fix it, we're going to continue to relive it, and it's only going to get worse. Again, they've convinced people, and this is like you know, the social media echo chamber. I feel like the same five people have 45 accounts and they're catfishing themselves because nobody cares about them yelling constantly in caps. Or it's the infamous bots that Elon Musk is dealing with on his sale of Twitter. His purchase of Twitter. Oh God, I'm parched. But it's up to us to make change. It really, really is. So when I asked for micro donations, I mean it. You say 100 people from each state, you pass the word, say there's a guy that's taking out one of those Republicans that just continually votes with the Democrats on major things. We get her out. Matter of fact, we raise $50,000, we get her out. And she's got millions. Don't matter. Don't care. People don't get bought anymore. People are awake. It used to be. This was the running motif in politics. It's all about the size of your bank account. Well, in this movement, it's about the motion in the ocean, ladies and gentlemen. It's not about the size of the bank account. The people are awake and the people are pissed off. I've talked to thousands and thousands of people. There's been about 30 people that support Nicole. People that are best friends with her don't even support her. They support me. Nothing personal. You got to go. Bad at your job. Max Rose met him the other day. He came up to me and said, John, you're running a great campaign. We were all at the same festival. Nicole acted like she was a Disney princess. She looks at the second or third story with a glazed over smile, acting like she's taking in her community when she's just thinking, I got to get out of here. And I'm sitting there drinking a beer with the people, hanging out. And Max Rose sees me and makes a beeline. And I'm like, oh, this could be interesting. But he acted very respectful. Said, you know, you're running a great campaign. It's a pleasure to meet you. Introduced himself. And I said, Max, it's going to be me versus you in November. We might not agree on a lot. And I said, but we agree that Nicole's got to go. So, I mean, that's where we're at. It does not matter. The movement will go. The politicians across the nation know about my run. It's the people they're trying to keep it from. And if the people want to get real people in office, we can do that. You go to johnmatlinforcongress.com and you just drop a couple bucks. I'm not asking for major. If you're rich, hey, if you're rich and you want to make it rain, make it rain. Help us get there. I am utilizing it all to get the word out. I don't pay people. I don't take a salary. Nothing. Zero. It's all for the movement. Did you know that most people pay everybody? They pay volunteers to go out and get their petitions signed. Some as high as $45 an hour. Me, not a dollar. I don't take a dollar. None of my volunteers get a dollar. It's not about money. It's about saving this country. And you can see that because we report every single dollar to the FEC. Every single penny. And it's very interesting that the Maliotakis team spent probably tens of thousands of dollars to try to remove me from the ballot. And there's a reason. Everyone goes, oh, that's how politics are. That is not how politics are. That is what they've become. Politics are, hey, you're going to run in a primary. I'm going to win on merit and that the community wants me. But they do not. It's about sending a message. That's what it's about. We have to do this. August 23rd is election day here in New York. That is the second primary because the Democrats gerrymandered all of the maps. Yesterday, Gavin Wax and Aaron Foldenauer, my attorney, they went out and they won. And all of the assembly lines for the assembly seats, it's too late to redraw the maps now, but they are unconstitutional. So in 2 years, we will have new maps drawn because of gerrymandering. My maps got thrown out a while ago, so they had time. That's why we have a second primary. We have a second primary. So we got to get the word out that there's two primaries and where they go. So you see, this is a corrupt game and people accept the corruption. And I, however, say absolutely not. Here's my line. I'm not moving. Do not go. This is what happens when, Alex, you could help me in the booth over there because you did just send me a Joker gif. It's when an unstoppable force hits an immovable object. I'm not moving. And we are going to stop the locomotive. We are going to take our voices back in government. This is how we keep our country free. Period. End of discussion. And together we can and we will. You have the power. As a citizen of this country, you have the power to donate federally anywhere you want. So donate. It's up to $2,900 max, but I don't expect that. I expect $5 to $10. Yes, there it is. This is what happens when an unstoppable force meets an immovable object. That's the quote. Not to sound like the Joker, though, because in this, I'm Batman. I'm saving this. We're all going to save this. And the way we do it is teaming up. So instead of getting a $5 beer, throw it my way. Throw it the way of the people. Because federally, I will make sure you have your 2A rights. Think about that. You can go to war. You can go to the military. You can protect and serve this country. but we can't allow you to have that gun when you come home. It's just too dangerous. It's a gun culture problem. We need to have our people in our country understand how guns work, respect guns, understand and have morals. It's not the gun that kills people. It's crazy people that kill people. People that are suffering with mental illness. We have to fix that. And the fix that is to grow up with a set of morals, not in madness. Parents need to say, okay, I'm not going to let you go on social media or these computers until you've got a operating system installed on you that you understand how this world works. It's going to be harder to parent them, but your parents were able to do it. You weren't 8 accidentally falling into Pornhub or seeing some crazy desensitizing crap on the internet, and your parents had to pay more attention to you. So guess what? Parents need to start paying more attention to their kids and taking the harder route of raising them and not putting them in front of an iPad. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we're going to close it out here on TNTRadio.life.
The midterms and America votes on November 8th. With his expert analysis and opinion, this is TNT Radio's Jeremy Beck.
Not everything went well for former President Donald Trump in the 7th of June primaries. 5 of the 35 House Republicans who voted to create a bipartisan commission to investigate the so-called January 6th insurrection at the Capitol appeared on ballots on Tuesday. And at this stage, all of them appear to have survived to fight another day. Of course, Trump has been very keen to see the end of these breakaway Republicans or rhinos. And many Americans are understandably upset about the harsh treatment which the pro-Trump protesters have endured. By far, the vast majority who entered the Capitol building were peaceful and cannot be fairly lumped alongside the few violent agitators. But most voters will likely be more concerned about issues directly impacting them today. The failing economy, of course, is the factor which numerous opinion polls show is the most important concern for Americans. I'm Jeremy Beck for TNT Radio.
You have the right to know. The right to know about culture. The right to know about the economy. The right to know about technology and to know about sports. You have the right to know about education and politics and the weather. You have the right to know what's happening abroad and in your backyard. But above all else, you have the right to know that this right is under attack, and we must work to protect it. Because in order to be free, we must be informed. Understand the threats. ProtectPressFreedom.org.
When you listen to us, you're always guaranteed straightforward, easy-to-understand, coherent conversation.
So I've made it a priority my entire career to work closely with you from the time I got to the Senate 180 years ago.
And we stand by those words.
But I made very clear to Putin that we're not going to seek So the best way to get something done, if you hold near and dear to you that you like to be able to... Anyway.
Oh, man. Just stop talking.
TNT.
Welcome back. So, people ask, what's in your schedule? So today, I have a large schedule. The whole weekend, I have a very big schedule. So, for those that are listening that are local, yesterday was food trucks. Met a lot of great people, a lot of great food. Mount Loretta Grounds, down Highland Boulevard, South Shore. We'll be there again tonight and tomorrow. Right after this, I jump over to Richmond Town to the wine festival, meet a lot of people there, then go to the carnival at the Staten Island Mall, meet some people there, and then to the food trucks. And then tomorrow, there's a car show, Newdorp High School. We're going to be over there hanging out, chatting with everyone. We have a full schedule at all times. Tuesday is the Staten Island Women's Political Caucus. They're inviting every candidate running for pretty much everything to come speak, ask questions, answer questions. Time is here, ladies and gentlemen. The community is learning, and it's learning fast that there's an option, and the community does not like the current incumbent. So we are getting the word out, and we were going to make a really, really big impact on how politics works when we win that primary, because people are paying attention. And we're going to do it with whatever budget we have. And again, the team that we mustered up is just family at this point. It's just all people that want to fight for freedom. So This is going to happen around the entire country, and it has to. It has to. When you let people go through college and look for a career where they can get rich, they only learn to look at people as a way to utilize them. If you don't have a use, you basically don't even count to them. They're not of the people, by the people. They've never been with the people. For me, as a person who's had a job since I was 15, I was finding ways to make money, you know, delivering papers and whatnot. It's a thing that, you know, to live your whole life, have multiple jobs at the same time at some points, it's intense. It's intense to lose your career and watch the entire government try to destroy your life. And it's time. It's time that we stop allowing things like that to happen, and we have to. I was beyond a functioning member of this society with when it comes to the workforce. So it when it was taken from me and I brought that fight to the streets and the awareness and standing for what's right, and people were like, you're killing everybody. Everyone's going to get COVID, yada, yada, yada. They all took the shots. They took the boosters and they got COVID. And of course, maybe it's not related. Maybe it is. I'm going to throw it out there. Hailey Bieber, right? She had some sort of stroke at her age. It makes zero sense. Now Justin Bieber's got part of his face is paralyzed. And these are healthy people that are in their 20s, right? Doesn't make any sense. It's not normal. A lot of people go, oh, it's the doctors don't know. The doctors don't know because they're learning in real time. The trial is here. We are the trial when it comes to these things. And great, you know, there is pharmaceutical trials all the time. You could take part in and you could get paid for and all that. This one, you didn't really have a choice. It was coercion. And a lot of people did not want this. And they took it and they still got COVID, and they had COVID before it, and they took it and they still got COVID, and they have different side effects, and people are trying to figure out. We have no idea what the long-term effects are. We can't possibly know unless you have a time machine. If you think you know the long-term effects, you're an idiot. Quote me on it. You can't possibly know it unless that variable has elapsed. You need to wait that time out. So, Earth to Matilde, the time is elapsing right now. That variable is in play as we speak. And people still want to have vast opinions on this, and they still haven't read updated news. They're still working on the news that they published in the beginning of all of this. When the mRNA leaves the body, how safe it is. They're still talking about science articles that were hypothesis written as factoids. And the only difference is 2 years have gone by, everyone's still got COVID, and there's a lot more updates. They don't want to read it. Isn't that mad? Isn't that crazy? That's backwards. You know, I understand people took it because they had no way to feed their family, and certain people have unique situations that were able to hold the line better than others. I get all of it. I was ready to go live in a tent if I have to. Still am. Tent on the beach. So this is the crazy world we live in. And this is why I'm standing up. This is why I'm fighting nonstop. And this is why I'm helping people wake up. And this is why it's your right to get that shot if you want to. I would not get it, clearly. But don't tell me. Don't tread on me. I am a free man, and I will not bow. Oh, hitting my microphone stand. That's how this goes. So, ladies and gentlemen, again, that website, John, J-O-H-N, Matland, M-A-T-L-A-N-D, 4-F-O-R, Congress, C-O-N-G-R-E-S-S.com. Again, drop me a donation. I will make sure it's used for the right stuff and not for personal salaries and all the other stuff that these other politicians siphon millions of dollars out to and pay themselves and family members. Not going to happen on my watch. This is a movement. It's not about money. You get into office, it's got to be because people are there fighting for freedom and not looking for a dollar. You make your money by going to work. you fix the economy, you'll have that option. And you can follow me on Twitter, WTP, Are the News. You can follow me on Truth Social, We the People Are the News, written all the way out. Same thing, Instagram, John Matlin for Congress on Instagram. You can find all the socials there everywhere. And that's it. That's the show this week. Together, we will save this country. We the people will have our freedom. I will see you next week. John Matlin signing off. John Matlin for Congress. This is TNT Radio.live.